moving back to the Diamond, Texas State, they'll be welcoming Little Rock Friday doubleheader. I think this affects the road team a lot more because you don't want to travel a long distance to have to play two games in one day. That'll be especially hard on some of the outfielders. Some of the catcher, for instance, probably going to be different game one to game two, and then the game one starter is probably going to catch in game three, so he'll be on a short rest. I mean, I feel like this is a very tough situation for Little Rock, but is there anything about this team that sticks out to you guys?
They've got two hitters that are just incredible. They've got Ryan Scott and Thomas Dalton. Ryan Scott's got the number one batting average in the conference, and Thomas Dalton has the number three batting average in the conference, so they have two of the top three hitters in the conference on their team. I think Ryan Scott's batting something ridiculous, like .465 or something like that. And he's got like 58 hits. I mean, this kid's insane.
Yeah, he is batting .465, 59 hits.
That was one off.
Eight home runs, 11 extra base hits, slugging percentage of 7.56.
.756.
Just incredible. Draws a couple of walks as well. 17 walks and 127 at-bats, not too shabby. On-base percentage of 54%, so that's pretty good. And as for Thomas Dalton, he also has some staggering numbers. 5 home runs on the season, 8 extra base hits, 53 hits in total in 133 at-bats, 11 walks. These guys do strike out a bit, but not too much considering the at-bats and the production that they're putting up. And they're not too bad fielders as well. Between the pair of them, they only have committed 3 errors. Fielding percentage is above 97%, which is what you can say about most of this team. They do play a pretty solid defensive game. As a team, their fielding percentage is 97.2%. So that's pretty on top of it defensively.
But their weakest aspect of that team is their pitching. As a team overall, their ERA is a 5.67. So the Bobcats might get a lot of hitting this weekend.
And we forget the Bobcats are still fourth in the conference in batting average, and they still put up a lot of hits and a lot of numbers.
Oh yeah, the Bobcat offense has been absolutely humming this season. They've consistently been one of the best in the Sun Belt Conference. What's been interesting to me is some of the freshmen that were so big early on in the season. You know, Jonathan Ortega. Why did my mind just go blank there? But for instance, Jonathan Ortega. His production has slowed down a little bit since he sort of hit this wall. He's played in all 34 games for the Bobcats. His batting average is still .333, which is tied for the top on the team. But it's slowly but surely trickling down a little bit. And I'm just curious to see if it's just going to continue trending down as the season progresses, as the legs wear out a little bit, or if he might just start seeing the ball better, in the future, and maybe like get a little spike towards the end of the season.
I think teams are preparing for him differently. That I talked about this a little bit earlier. I don't know if it's necessarily him and he's doing anything different. I haven't noticed anything different in his mechanics, the way he's swinging the ball or anything. He's still outstanding from second base. I mean, this kid is super athletic and makes some really great plays at that position on defense. But in the batter's box, I think pitchers are just a little bit more prepared for him. I think they're throwing different stuff at him. They try and pitch away from him now because they know how dangerous he is. I mean, he can turn a single into an extra base hit in no time because of his speed. If he hits it away, if he hits it down that third base line or first base line, he's gone. You know what I mean? And so I think pitchers are just trying to get – they're looking at him differently, and he's trying to adjust a little bit. He's still a freshman, so he has time. He still needs some time to be able to adjust and make the correct plays at the bat.
Of course, we have seen a little bit of a increase in the power production from Granger Studdard. He was waiting a long time for the first home run of the season. It came against Appalachian State, if I'm not mistaken. Now he's got 4 home runs on the season, so he's finding the power. Still able to draw walks with the best of them. 28 walks drawn so far in 126 at-bats. So Studdard has been showing. Oh, and this is the wild statistic right here. This is fantastic. 28 walks to 12 strikeouts. You don't see that kind of ratio even amongst great players. I mean, you see it. Tanner Hill, 21 strikeouts, 14 walks. Nothing to say anything against Tanner Hill, but both these guys are swinging for the fences. It's just, Studdard, his eye for the ball, what pitches to take, it's fantastic. 28 walks, 12 strikeouts. That's an unbelievable ratio.